it's delightful news from that point of view, because, like you say, on Saturday when he first picked up the injury and you see him stretchered off, then you fear the worst a little bit. But no, he went for a scan on Monday. That's come back with the great news. And like you say, when we come back from Portugal, he might be ready to join back in with us. So we're delighted with that.
We hear players and managers talk about pre-season a lot and having a full pre-season. Do you think this sort of mini break from it will cause him any issues for starting the season?
No, I wouldn't have thought so at all. You know, like I say, he's well underway with his rehab now, and the work that they'll be doing with the medical team that's been left at Brockhall. You know, he won't miss out on too much, and it'd be easy for him to catch up because he's one of the best runners that we have at the club. So from that point of view, he won't have missed a great deal from that.
We talked about injuries a lot last season, and it's paramount this season that they just don't happen, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you know, like I say, throughout the course of the season, you monitor the situation and you have a look at training. Is there anything we could do that might have an impact on the training? But Jordan half blocked the ball and it's just taking his ankle back a little bit, which you can't do anything about. So it's part and parcel of the game and we just have to deal with it. But this season, like you say, we could do with a little bit of lady luck on top of all the good preparation that we have as well.
You've got a small squad out there with you in Portugal at the moment, smaller than I'm sure it has been in the past. Can that bring this group of players closer together?
Well, I think if you look at established players, we've probably got the smallest in the Championship for certain. You're only allowed 24, and at the moment, I think of the established, we've only got 18, three of which are goalkeepers. So we're trying very hard to work with the owners and to get players in. But obviously the restriction of that has had its complications with recruiting players. But the ones that are out here, like you say, the spirit of them has been fantastic. And you see the benefits of having a small squad in that sense.
Are you optimistic that new players are just around the corner for you?
Yes, definitely. It's ongoing. It's 24/7 for us all at the moment in terms of getting players in and the possibility of a couple of signings. So, you know, now obviously the Premiership boys are back as well. That makes it a little bit easier because they're becoming more active in the market. And once that we've targeted, there's been a bit of inroads in terms of the possibility of a loan or two. So we're working very hard and hopefully we can get somebody in very soon.
Is the forward line the most pressing, Gary, or do you look at all areas of the squad and think we could actually do with another in pretty much every area, maybe barring left back?
Well, I think what we've got is we've certainly got players that are versatile and adaptable to play in more than just one position, and that would become very important this season for us. But I think it's safe to say that, you know, the forward line is something that we've been looking at, even with, you know, the likes of Jordan and Rudy and Brownie, that we've just lost that attacking option with some real genuine pace, and that's something that we've been trying to address as well.
In terms of those two, they're always linked with moves away.
Yeah.
In terms of what is happening at the moment, is it pretty much nothing?
Yeah, very much so. You're right. They've always been linked in my time, every window. And unless somebody, like I say, comes and puts something on the table that the owners find acceptable, then, you know, the lads know that they will be starting the season with us for sure. And there'll be no one more delighted than me if that's the case.
And the try list you've got with you, just how much of a difficulty is it for you and for them, knowing that they're probably desperate to join Blackburn Rovers? You can't give contracts to everybody, but are they doing their utmost to really impress you?
Yeah, no, and fair play to everybody that's come on this trial. Like you say, they've applied themselves ever so well. One of the things that's paramount with myself in terms of bringing anybody into the club is that they've got to be good people, and that's exactly the situation that we find ourselves with the lads that are on trial. They're very good people, first and foremost. And like you say, they're working ever so hard to try and convince us to give them a contract because people still want to come and join Blackburn Rovers, and especially now in terms of what they see that we're what we're about. We bring players in, we work very hard with them, and part of that, obviously, is that they progress, and whether that's an increase in transfer fee or potential to move to the Premiership, and that's what we always promise to do with the players when they come in.
To be fair to all parties, have you got to almost put a time limit on how long you can spend looking at
them?
Yeah,
very much so. Yeah, I think it's only fair to the player and to us. Like you say, I see clubs bring trialists in and, you know, have them for weeks on weeks and keep them dangling, and I don't believe in that. So, you know, I think once we come back from Portugal, we'll sit down with them and come to a decision either way.
Can you almost know in 10 minutes with somebody, when you've just had a look at them for the first time, working with them closely, to think, yeah, that could be one for us, or alternatively, no, maybe not what we're looking for?
Yeah, I think so. I think you certainly can have that feeling, and you certainly have that knowledge on certain instances, and then it's just getting to know more about the individual, you know. Like I say, it's not just necessarily on the pitch, it's off the pitch that you've got to learn about them as well, and like I say, the initial impressions that everybody's made since we've been out here has been very good.
And just finally, we know that Ben Marshall and Grant Hanley are two more names that are linked with other clubs this week. I suppose it's water off a duck's back to you, but as far as you're aware, is there any truth that either of them could be leaving you?
No, I think when you look at the Ben Marshall one, Brighton, and the figure that got rumoured in the papers, it's just crazy. You know, I saw Steve Bruce was on about one of his players, and the figure that another club was trying to sign for him. Well, it's the same here. Realistically, the figure we paid for Ben Marshall, and then you look at the progress that he's made, look at his performances last season to even entertain a bid that's, you know, been mentioned, is just something that is not worth the paper that would be written on if it did get submitted. So I think you've seen what has happened with our owners in the summer with the Tom Kearney fee, and Ben Marshall's not going anywhere for that sort of money anyway. Not that we want him to either, because he's come back in fantastic shape. You know, we've been playing him in a variety of positions, and he started in the number 10 position on Saturday against Accrington and looked very good for us. So, you know, he's a great kid, and one that's just going to get better this season.